Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday, and it's me and John Legend doing it again. Doing it again. Some things you just can't help but do again. Write the diary in Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the diary on Sunday. This is your host, Stacey F. Johnson. Take a cough break. And this is, what day is it today? Is it the day after New Year's? This is the second, and we're keeping it up and going and fresh. And today, we shall talk about all that you behold. Because all that you behold is all that you shall have. And we need to teach people, especially Black people, how to behold. This is my shit right here, though. So you guys got to forgive me because I was doing it again. And some people, I wish I was doing it again. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, she wished she was doing it again. Oh, I wish I was doing it again. I know it ain't going to end. It never ends in my mind. All the things that I love, all the things that I behold, it's everything that's good. See, like you say, I love you, but this is crazy. How can I fight you in all of this shit? Because everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to love something, whether it is a person, what you do, who you are, you want to love. That's how you were created. You were created because your mom and your daddy got down. And they was loving each other. You feel me? So we just want to love. That's why this gay man, this is why John Legend is talking about doing it again. Here we go again. Can't help it. When you love somebody, when it's a feeling of love, you just want to do it again. So all that you behold, I want to explain on a higher level. Everything about 2013 is about higher consciousness and taking yourself to the highest level, the level that Jesus was at, so you can have a halo along across your head, so you can see light coming out of your head. And that's your higher consciousness. The things that you behold are the things that you shall have. So what are you beholding? When I behold all those things that are good. When I behold love and goodness and kindness. When I think about my kids, I behold the relationship that's just awesome. The relationship I have with them when they were babies, before they started to think and get outside influence, when mom was everything. We're getting back to that. Had a family meeting. Mom called everybody separately. Everybody's on board with mom's plan for 2013 because mom is the head of this shit, and they know mom loves them. All that I behold for my children is goodness and kindness and mercy and love amongst me and my three that I gave birth to. We don't give a damn who they daddy is. Okay? That's what niggas need to understand. I don't give a damn who your daddy was. I tried to make your daddy right, okay, Jesse? I had you out of wedlock, okay. All right, but I love your daddy, and he knows that, okay? And then I got married, and I had them two little niggas. You know, so I tried to do right, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to have sex and shit and babies, I need to get married. And I made that decision. A nigga didn't make that for me. I was like, you fine, okay, I'm going to have babies. Let's get married. Dumb, because I should have made a wiser choice. See, if I was a man, it would have been much easier because I would have been able to put it down. But because I was a woman putting it down, nobody understands when a woman puts it down. They get all confused and nervous and shit. But you know what? A woman finna put it down for this country in about 4 years. You feel me? Anyway, all that I behold, then I, for my children's goodness and kindness and mercy and love, can't nobody touch my kids. That's what I tell my kids. Can't nobody touch you. You know why can't nobody touch you, children? Because all that I behold, I made you. So I put out there in the universe long before I even saw what you look like. That God had you, God had you, God had me, because I made you, God made me, all that I behold. What do you behold? What do you behold for your marriage? Are you beholding a motherfucker that don't wash his feet? I got the sweetest love, and that's very true on a couple of cases, you feel me? That's what you want to have. That's what life is about. That's what we were made for. This little chick dude, like butt chicks, y'all feel it's the sweetest love. That's all that you behold. That's why I love love songs. I listen to love songs every day because that fills me with what I'm all about anyway. So it helps me to reinforce what Stacey's all about, the sweetest love. You feel me? That's what life is about. That's why people want to be around you. That's why my little son that's in the service, he said, look, I can live anywhere I want to live, but I'm going to go live in SoCal because there's a young mother there that showed me she loved me from back in the day. Her name is Stacey F. Johnson. So when I get out the military, I'm going to go live next to my playmate. That's my little nigga corn. You feel me? In the military. My own son, they talking about living next to their mama. Now they are, but they weren't. I was so surprised. And so, because all that I behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love and goodness, and I know how to cook. And my whole life, everything I've ever been about is about making people happy. But I'm stern. You know, I don't let you walk over me because I'm going to make you happy. You can't walk over me. You feel me? All that I behold. What do I behold for my business? Clients coming to me every day. I have so much business today that I just have to stop. I have to stop. I said, you know what? I got to stop. I got to go take my walk. I got to go get my little libations. Hey, I work all day to enjoy my evening. I bless the Lord in the morning, and I thank him for the gifts and the things that he gives me. And then in the evening, I thank him for his goodness. Some point you got to stop. What do I behold for my business? Clients every day. I got more work right now that I can't even really keep up with. But I ask God, you know what? We skip it. I say, God, you know what? You're the master of the universe. You made me. You made SF Johnson Consulting. You made AAFM.org. You made that. So you can handle that. When that falls in disarray, you can bring it back. So I don't trip. I don't trip about nothing. I don't trip about anything. Every time I got to go pay for where I live, I go pay it, knowing that as I give out, so shall I receive. I give to whoever I got to give money to. I give with a sweet spirit because I know as I give, I keep the money circulating in my life. When I give, I receive. And when I work, I make money. That's why I work. I work to make money. All that I behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love. That's what I need to teach my people. All that you behold is not what you see with your eyeballs. That's why we shouldn't let our kids play those violent video games because they get that stuff encrusted in them. And then they go out and they do things and it has no feeling attached to it because when you play video games, ain't no feeling killing motherfuckers. I used to watch my own kids. What is that? Well, you can go slap up a hoe and then send her back out on the street and then put her in the car and have sex. Well, I used to watch my kids play that shit. And I used to say, what the fuck is that shit? What did I just buy you? You know, the shit that conditions their brain to have no heart. That's what I bought them. And then I had to fight them to have a heart the last couple of years. But it worked. All that I behold for my family is goodness and kindness and mercy and love. So that's what I have. All that I behold for my daughter is a strong young woman that handles her business. If this is what the way she chooses to live her life instead of just doing the college route like I should have done, no, I knew everything too. And I ended up with a baby, and her name was Jessica, okay? And then I said, fuck it, shit. Let's just keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's have Freddie and Chris. Okay, if Jessica's going to do it, then Jessica handles her business. I'm very proud of my daughter. All that I behold is a daughter that handles her business, no matter what choices she chooses to make. All that I behold are two sons that are men. Okay? All that I behold is a life, once all my children are grown, a life for myself that Stacy Mel can do what Stacy wants, because Stacy fulfilled her obligation to Freddie, Jesse, and Chris. And everybody is 25, 20-something, and 20-something-something. Okay? All that you behold is all that you have. What do you envision? What do you think about? What do you pray about? That is what you're going to behold. All that you behold, what did Christ behold? All that is good and kind and merciful. And again, if you are a Christian, that means you example your life after, or you sample, you live, you walk in the example of the Master, Jesus Christ, who has died and has planted himself within you. So all that you behold should be all that Jesus Christ talked about, thought about, did, walked, told, to beg people to do. Okay? And all that you behold, it may not necessarily be all that stuff that your church is teaching you. Okay? When you talk about sin, that is your inability to follow the natural laws of nature. Okay? Jesus was trying to get you to a higher level of consciousness in your thinking, in your being, and who you are. All that you behold is what Jesus beheld. All that you behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love and those things that are above. All that you behold, begin to behold those things. Today is the second of the freaking year. You have 360, how many? Four more? Three? Two? You have over 300 days to change your life, and it really only takes 30. Okay, tell your family all that we behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love, not the shit you watch on TV. I talk to my son. I'm like, what you doing today, New Year's? Oh, yep, Rose Bowl, Mom, yep. I'm like, oh, okay. And then my little homie from Facebook, he posted his little, because he went, little James, he's a grown-ass man. I got some real, real top-notch folks on my Facebook in L.A., but he went to the Rose Bowl. I was like, oh, man, somebody had a little fake Jesus was there in his robe. Somebody took a picture with Jesus. I was like, oh, I miss Jesus at the Rose Bowl. That's not the business. And I said, I need to turn on my TV more. You know, 2012 for me was the year that I turned off my goddamn TV. You know, although I love Anderson Cooper, okay, I love Rachel Maddow, I love all the gay people on TV, isn't that something? But I love MSNBC, period, okay? The spitty mouth, Chris Matthews, I miss him, okay? With his spitty mouth, okay? All that I behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love. And sometimes I have to cut off everything that I own in order to find that in the cradle of Christ. I never thought I'd be saying that, but you know what? My mom and dad would be very happy that I'm saying that shit. And that's really, I mean, to make my God happy at first and my parents happy second is the true living. You will have long life if you can do that. Oh, computer cut off. Let's cut it back on. Mama got to take a break. I got to get a sip of a libation. But you know what? It's New Year's. It's only the second, and I want to give you props for making it for 2 days. Even my dumbass son said some stupid shit back in the summer. Oh, well, you know, the world thing is all, you know, kids are not respecting their parents. That was his reason for doing something stupid. I was like, well, I wish it said something about parents picking up something and cracking their kids in the head before the end of the world. But it don't. So, but this is Black People Business Wednesday, where we want all that you behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love. And that's what Jesus was teaching, and that's what your pastor needs to be teaching you, and that's what Stacy's trying to teach you. And being Christ-like ain't necessarily being churchy, see? And that's what a good, I mean, you have a choice. God made us all to be the human walking representation of all the wonders that he could create. Look at all the different freaking birds, and go to the damn Amazon, okay? Look at all the shit you can find in the Amazon. And you think he wants the human being to be all white and very conservative, and he may get a thrill out of people being different, really, really different. You know, that's why he created us. So get up off it. All that you behold should be goodness and kindness and mercy and love. And we're going to take a break. This is Black People Business Wednesday. And tomorrow we're going to talk about, you know, what Obama do. Obama did a hell of a lot of shit for black people. And black people need to take advantage of that, especially if your ass is broke and poor. And quit spending all of that good grant money on them schools that popped up yesterday. Okay? Because you're not going to be able to get a job, dumbass. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Let's take a break. New life. New year, new life for your ass. This is the Diary Black People Business Wednesday. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Wednesday. This is the host of the show. This is Stacy F. Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and that will one day really mean some. And I am the youngest child of my mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Willie and Willamae Johnson of the Johnsons, many of us. And I think some of my siblings be listening to shit, but they won't email me because I see that they are Facebook hustling, and I love my siblings. And I was the youngest. You know, I never got to say shit. All I got to do was watch them. Smoke weed with Kevin until he met Celeste, and then all that fun ended. And Cammy was just an outcast and did what the fuck she wanted. And I love her the most. She's not very good right now. And my family is, like, so suck-ass, it's not even funny, because there's a lot of us, and we do absolutely nothing. But my family is a representation of Black America. Everybody's fancy, but don't nobody do shit to help nobody. If you said, okay, we need a demographic of Black America, I would say the Johnson family. I love my family. You know, I'm very proud of my family. I'm very proud of my brothers and sisters. But, like, my niece, who I'm very close to, who's only 6, 7 years younger than me, she's 40. I'm 48, okay? And we're very close. And she said, look, Auntie Stacy, and I love her for calling me Auntie Stacy, and she's 40. Look, Auntie Stacy, there's probably some shit that went on you probably don't even know about that happened before you was even born. So don't trip off them. And I'm like, you know what? You're right, boo. I'm going to trip off whooping your daughter's ass because from what I understand, she needs her ass whipped. You know, and that's my thing in my family. It's like, I'm going to save those that can be saved. I'm going to help those that can be helped. And I'm going to give props to those that deserve propositions. You understand? You know what I'm saying? My mom, see, and that's why I think it's important. I love my mom, you know, and I'll never take anything away from my mother for who she was. And my mother was very mother, okay, and didn't give a fuck about what you thought. She did her mother thing. You know what I'm saying? But she was not the let's all stick together kind of shit. Let's not, you know, she wasn't. And that's okay. But she was a whole lot of stuff that, for me, that made up for what she wasn't. And I love my mother. And I would take my mother back for, I give back at least 3 or 4 of my siblings for my mother right now. But anyway, I love my siblings. I love my mother. And all that we behold as a family is not a good thing. And I've tried in so many different ways. I've tried the love effect when I opened up the family Facebook page and said, hey, look, let's love each other. Look here. There's this pair. Look, we're lucky. And that didn't work. And then I used the, what the fuck's wrong with you effect with my siblings. That didn't work. So I gave up and just pray. And pray for me and my children and my children and me teach my children to be siblings to each other and three musketeerish. And that's always been my philosophy. And I threaten them. I have kill you if you don't watch out for your sibling. Okay? And my thing is like. You always know that you got at least, because I have 3 kids, you know, I tell each one, you always know you have at least one person that has your back. 2 people, I'm sorry. You always have 2 people that always have your back. So you always have to love your siblings. You always have, even if you hate me, and I should have never said that because there was a point in time when they all hated me. They're all together and loved each other. But that's okay because that's important. When I'm dead and gone, they'll still be here like my dumbass siblings and strangers, okay? My kids ain't going to be strangers. They're going to be right there taking care of Elijah, my grandson, and Jessica has 2 brothers. 2 brothers should always come to the rescue of a sister. I don't give a fuck what goes on. My big brother beat the shit out of my husband back in the day. I'll never forget. Everybody laughs about it to this day. That's what a big brother is supposed to do, beat the shit out your husband. Okay? I love my brother Mikey for that shit to this day. Nigga, shit. Mikey, there he goes. Get him. Get him. Freddy, I told you don't put your hands on my sister no more. Bow. That's what you're supposed to do when you got siblings. You understand? And I've had a few of my siblings stand up for me, and I love the few that had my brother Michael and my sister Tammy. Okay? I love you for that shit. Always. And I'm very loyal to those that are loyal to me, but all that I behold on those siblings, are wonderful good things, and I pray the best for both of those siblings. Those are the two I've always been the closest to, my older brother Michael and my sister Tammy. Anyway, all that you behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love, if that's what you want back in your life. And that's what Jesus says, and we're supposed to think on those things that are above. You know, whatever that means for you in your life, no matter what you're doing, you can change it by thinking on those things that are above, whether it's your children. You know, and love changes everything. There's no greater love on this earth than mine for my children. So it transformed things because I continually think about my children as children in the way they used to be, not the way they try to be as an adult. They know that wasn't working because their mommy loves them too much, and they know they love mommy too much. So all of that little dumb shit you just finished doing, it's not really the business. But when you really love somebody, they know, and they get over it, and they want to be with you more than they want to be done. That's where my kids at right now. They want to be with mom more than they want to be dumb. And love outlasts dumb every day. So all that I behold for my business, for my family, for my relationships with people that I choose to have relationships with, you know, and it's very hard being Stacy and having a romantic relationship. It just is. Okay? So I just get down to the nitty-gritty. Okay, come on, stay, get your bags packed. We're going to give you 4 days at a time. I ate a shit fest, okay? I'm the most wonderful. I know how to treat people, okay? But I work hard and I don't take no shit. So there's like a nice little ooh, ooh kind of balance there. So, you know, so I decided to do me. And everybody do themselves. Everybody's happy when they're doing themselves. You understand? All that you behold for yourself is what I want for you. Because I have something for me that I want for me. And I want you to understand that. And that's how I feel when it comes to relationships. Don't keep anybody from doing anything that they love to do and they get in a relationship with your dumb ass. Who are you? Okay? You want people to love you and the things that they are able to do at the same time. That makes you awesome. Quit being so dumb and selfish. That's what I'm like. Oh, do what you want. Do what you want to do. Because that is my thing. That's what I do. Because I do what I want to do. And I do good shit. So you do what you want to do. And I'll find out later if it ain't good. Because I got a little magical shit going on where I know if the shit you're doing ain't good. I'm not tripping off people. I remain under the shadow of the Almighty. That's why I'm like, look, if you full of shit, let's just cut ties right now because I'll find out and then you'll be trying to trick me. And it'll be bad. I'm magical. And you can be magical too if you choose to be because if you constantly stay in the shadow of the Almighty. He protects you. That's his job. That's his job. And that's your job to remain there. So all that you behold is your vision of yourself remaining under the shadow of the Almighty because that's where your protection lies. The Bible states that his faithfulness to you is a protecting shield. He has a faithfulness to you. Now, you're dumb if you don't take advantage of his faithfulness to you. So all that you behold is all that is good because that is how you're made. God would have made you a worm if he didn't want you to experience this wonderful thing called life. So join me tomorrow to talk about more of this wonderful thing called life. All that you behold is goodness and kindness and mercy and love and goodness and love and everything that is of a virtue that is synonymous with that of love. We love you at the Diary. We especially love Black People Business on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and we'll be back tomorrow. Be good and remember what? You can only get the shit you want when you love somebody. Love, love, love. That gets you the shit you want. And I will check you out tomorrow. Be good and kiss your babies and kiss your baby mama.